When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sports Network, thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Android. We recommend Spotify or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Make sure you hit like and subscribe on Apple. Recommend Apple Podcasts. Also, check out Off the Floor. That's our Discord server, $2.99 per month. We're basically pulling like 8 of the next 10 episodes from there. So essentially, you give us your ideas on Off the Floor, and we do an episode about it. So that's what we're going to do today. We'll actually credit the person that we're doing the episode for. So again, check it out. We'll try to get to all of them by the end of August. We need your help for sure. Again, the link is right here in the description. You can communicate with Heat fans all day long too. Doesn't have to be just us. Also, check out the great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network, legal again in the state of Florida, Prize Picks. Use the code 5FIVE. I always said, get your initial deposit matched up to $100. No, this is better. Now, if you use the code 5FIVE, you may do a $5 play, $5 lineup, okay? They give you $50. They're just handing you $50. So it's a 10-to-1 match, not a 1-to-1 match. And you can use that $50 to experiment all over the Prize Picks app. So go to prizepicks.com, the Google Play Store, or the Apple App Store, Prize Picks, but make sure use the code 5FIVE. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got it all banned. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. I'm actually not in my place now. I don't own this many books. I don't even know if you're watching this on YouTube. I don't even know if there are actual books in there. I asked my daughter to come here and read sometime. We got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. I mentioned on the open that we're going to be pulling from Off the Floor. This entire month, August, is Off the Floor month here on Five on the Floor. That means we're going to be taking episodes, unless something happens or like one of the four of us has a great idea, which happens only occasionally, we're going to be pulling directly from you, crediting you for the idea. So this one came in today, Greg, on our Discord, on our main thing chat. I posted this in the host updates. This comes in from Storm Surge 13. What can Spo take away from the Olympics beyond BAM? So your initial thoughts on this. So we've talked a lot about BAM. I mean, BAM. We're going to talk about it more. It didn't have as big a role in this last game as he did in the prior game. It kind of seems to vary from game to game. Of course, the U.S. goes undefeated in group stages. And they go to the knockout round now, and we'll see how this thing plays out. Right now, Canada looks like a formidable opponent. I know the U.S. handled them in the warm-ups to all this, but they had a lot of good defensive guards. I mean, not just Shea, who can score. By the way, Jamal Murray looks kind of fat, doesn't he? Like, he doesn't look right now. That's a strong word. He does not look in the best condition. Okay?
I'm with you.
That he could possibly be. But Nembhard's played really well for them, and they have Dort. I mean, their guards can guard. So it's going to be interesting if Steph doesn't really get rolling here, how the U.S. handles them. Of course, they have to figure out how to handle LeBron, Durant, AD, and Bam, of course. And then, you know, France with the two bigs didn't play, I think, as well as people expected in the group stage. And Germany looks really good with Franz Wagner. And Schroeder is always good in this format, so it shouldn't be too big a surprise. But beyond Bam, Greg, what's the sort of one thing that you think Spo can take from this?
The thing that jumps out initially for me is that being around this level of talent, we've talked about how that could potentially change the trajectory for Bam in certain ways, and that he can mature and evolve around these guys and take another step. I also think that there's something to him coming back, Eric Spoelstra coming back from this experience, and really getting a different perspective on how to pitch guys on playing a role, being comfortable in that role, understanding that it's for the best, like for the betterment of the team, and that if Steph Curry can do it, if Devin Booker can do it, if Bam can do it, if all these different Jason Tatum can do it, then Tyler Hero can do it.
Okay, I that's where Heat fans thought you were going with this. It's interesting. This is going to be a topic we revisit a few times in September, particularly with the team in the Bahamas, which we know is going to happen now. Our guy Timothy Bain will be with me there as a correspondent. Look, if Dwayne Wade and Goran Dragic doing it for the Heat wasn't enough to sort of move the needle there, I don't know that it'll be enough to move the needle to say, well, Kevin Durant came off the bench for the U.S. team, but maybe. And again, it depends what Tyler's mindset is coming into this year. And again, how the Heat decide to play this, because it also might not be Tyler, it might be Terry. And there was sort of an implication of that as well from Riley that was a possibility. We'll see how healthy Duncan is. That will play into it. But I do think the overall theme of sacrifice, Spo talks about that a lot. He's been in these experiences before. I think he will bring that back for sure. I'll go to one as well. I think, and Heat fans are going to go immediately to this one. Two bigs has worked pretty well. It's worked pretty well. Now, not with Embiid, because Embiid shouldn't even be on the team. Shouldn't be playing. Certainly shouldn't be starting. Now, not everybody is AD. Kalel Ware is not going to be AD at this stage. Jovic is kind of a big at this stage. Certainly bigger than the players that the Heat have used at the four recently. But, man, when Bam and AD are on, like, you're not scoring against them. And I think if you're Spo, you're saying, okay, Ware's not going to be AD this year, but can he do some AD things? Okay, can he do some AD things? And if he can do some, that will take the pressure off Bam to a large degree in the front court. And I do think that the organization is moving as a whole, and the Ware draft pick was symbolic of this. I do think that you're going to see those three guys play a ton at the four and five spots, Bam, Ware, and Jovic. But I don't know necessarily that Ware's going to play with Bam all the time. It's funny. Everybody's assumed that. Brady thinks Ware-Jovic combination is something we may see a little bit more of. And, of course, you still have Kevin. And so we may be finally past the days of playing a 6-5 guy at the four. And, again, I'm contractually obligated to say this, and Sean even indicated this, that he listens to this and he usually drives off the road when I do this. I'm sorry about talking about the position, Sean. But anyway, Heat fans know what I'm talking about, okay? That we may not see quite as much Haywood Highsmith at the four, and Caleb is not here anymore. So will we see some Hawkins at the four? Possible. Jimmy at the four? Possible. Again, I know what Sean's going to say. But what I'm saying is overall, you may see actually – let's do it this way. You may see two players 6'10 or taller.
Bigger lineups in general.
Right. So Bam's 6'9. What is Bam? So 6'9 and taller, okay, on the floor at the same time, like we started to see at the end of last season. So, again, Ware's not going to be AD. Jovic is not going to be AD. But I think you can see the freedom that Bam plays with when he's playing with another big guy back. And so I think that'll be part of it. All right, your turn.
This is where it gets interesting because – I'd like to be able to say that they could come back with some more creative aspects to the offense, because I think like Heat fans in general are a little sick of always playing in the mud. But I don't know that this Team USA experience necessarily lends itself to bringing a ton of creativity back, because you've got such high-level talent and they can kind of bail each other out. So this is where it starts to get difficult for me. I think that you hit on it with the two bigs. I think that the sacrifice element comes into this, and then it starts to get tricky about what else can Spo bring back. I mean, one thing I will say is that it appears as if he and Steph Curry have developed a relationship out there. I saw them warming up pregame yesterday, et cetera. So I would have maybe.
Jersey swap time.
Just, I think that there's an element of Spo connecting with great players, and how can that translate with Jimmy and Bam this year? And so that would be the next place I would go. But he's done this before, so you start to grasp at straws.
Okay, well, let me get into that first. First, I'm not surprised at all he's bonded with Steph. I just, personality-wise, that fits. And obviously, Spo has this deep respect for great players. That's genuine, and Steph is a generational player, but also kind of a generational person in terms of the way he's represented the NBA. So again, I'm not surprised about that at all. Heat fans are going to focus more on him hanging out with Anthony Edwards, but you know, we'll see what happens with ownership up there. But right now, it doesn't look like he's going anywhere for a little while. But there's also this: he's going to get a better sense of how to scheme for some of these players. Being on that team, there will be an understanding. Again, by now, he kind of knows what you can and cannot do with LeBron and KD. But some of the younger players, he's gotten to work with Halliburton, who hasn't played a whole lot on this team. He's there with three Celtics, okay, all known quantities to a certain degree. But again, he's there with three Celtics. That's the team he's going to see most frequently to try to get to where the Heat want to get back to. So I think that that's beneficial potentially. And again, I just think him getting ideas, and I want to say this too, that we've joked, and this has been a joke on Twitter too, that everything good that everything bad that happens with this team is Steve Kerr, and everything good that happens is Spo. And it's a complete exaggeration. But we posted on a Five Reasons Twitter account, like this TikTok that was done about some of the offensive counters that they've run specific to international defenses, and we joked, this is a Spo thing, okay? But then people pulled up the video of Kerr's Golden State teams doing the same thing. And it was essentially, it had to do with rejecting pick and rolls, but also, essentially, it's too complex for me. Brady and Alex could sit here and explain it, but you'd have to see the video, okay? The point is, he's probably picked up some things from Kerr. Who, by the way, okay, and I know they had, you know, generational talent, particularly when Durant was there. But, like, Steve Kerr, as an offensive coach, has always been considered to be one of the better ones in the NBA. And we have said, and this is, I think this is a fair criticism, Spo's offenses, although the ATO plays look great, okay, Spo's offenses have been bottom 10 in the league recently, okay, and a lot of that is talent. But they weren't. What were they ranked this year? Were they 21st? I think.
Maybe slightly ahead of that, but not much more.
They haven't been top 10 offenses. We know that. Okay, over the past few years, it doesn't hurt to be around a guy who, again, has had Curry, has had Clay, has had Durant at times, but is known for having some of the more innovative concepts, and the ball has always flowed with Golden State. And Spo's best offense is there's been the ball and body movement. And again, we've seen it get a little bit stagnant at times. Again, a lot of it is personnel. Jimmy, Bam is your two top players. You know, Tyler doesn't fit perfectly with them. We've talked about all of that. But I do think he's going to pick up some things from Kerr during this experience. And again, he's also going to pick up things just being around LeBron again. I mean, 10 years later. And
it's a good point.
The guy's IQ is off the charts. So we'll talk about more of this when we come back. Before we do, I want to mention a great sponsor, the Five Reasons Sports Network. IQ off the charts. That's our friend Lynette. Insurancebylynette.com. Two N's, two T's. 954-581-8800. A aggressive insurance agency based in Lauderhill, services the entire Tri-County area. Again, she'll get you your life insurance, your car insurance, your renter's insurance. She can handle all of it for you. At A Aggressive Insurance, insurancebylynette.com. We send plenty of people there. Everybody's satisfied with the service that she provides. 954-581-8800. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space, and that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com. / five floor. That's FIVE
FLOOR, name of this podcast, and you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this? Because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal. So again, you can be safer in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I mentioned the Kerr part of this, which I do think Spo will take some stuff here. But I also think him going against international coaches will be useful to him. Remember, Spo likes this out-of-the-box stuff. There was that summer that he went to with Chip Kelly and a bunch of football coaches. That was actually cited by, I think, by – on the, was that on the OG show? They were talking about the way he used Bosch on the fast break the next year and how they changed the entire, you know, they wouldn't have bigs go to the paint and all that, that kind of stuff. And Spo picked a lot of that stuff up from Football Concepts. Now he's going against international coaches who have to coach completely differently. It's a completely different game in a lot of ways. But I absolutely believe that Spo will pull some things from some of these games that they've gone against. I think the coaching this term has been really good. Even South Sudan, which they're very well coached, even though, as we talk about, Luol Deng's had to finance the entire thing out of his pocket and all that.
I think Royal Ivy would coach him for free.
Absolutely. I think Royal Ivy should be coaching in the NBA at this point. He's done a hell of a job. Some of those players should get a look in the NBA also. But it's just the international style is different. And a lot of international coaches have not worked well. And again, Royal Ivy is a former NBA player. But I'm talking more about the France, Spain, et cetera. A lot of them have not worked in the NBA particularly well. I was there for the David Blatt experience in Cleveland where he compared himself to a fighter pilot. And LeBron basically – Blatt wasn't hired to coach that team. I was hired to coach a younger team, and then they got LeBron. And I heard the second day of practice from someone who was very high up in the organization at that time. And again, I was up there in Cleveland, that they started the practice and Blatt told them what to run. And LeBron said, no, we're not doing any of that. They just ran his own thing. And that was pretty much how the whole thing went. Blatt managed to avoid being fired because when he called a timeout, he didn't have in the conference finals against Chicago, but the officials didn't see it. And he ended up surviving, but then, of course, was eventually replaced by their defensive specialist, Ty Lue, who's turned out to be a better NBA coach. But when I was there covering Blatt, there were interesting concepts that he brought from the international game that I hadn't really seen before and a lot of players hadn't seen before. They're tough to implement with NBA players because NBA players tend to be very stuck in their own ways. But they're easier for an NBA coach to implement them if he's picked them up from seeing these different coaches. And I made the point, and I know the Heat don't agree with me on this, that I think Spo needs to bring in an outside voice to his coaching staff. This is kind of the next best thing because it's clear they're not going to do that. The Heat have decided we're going to hire former players, right? Anthony Carter leaves, they hire Wayne Ellington. It's Malik Allen. It was Juwan. Right. Perron. I mean, and I'm not saying they're not good coaches. Quinny, they're all good coaches. But I'm saying that it does feel like there can be in any organization an element of groupthink, particularly with such an established head coach, even if he's one who listens to everybody like Spo. And I have felt, oh, you maybe bring in one outside voice to the staff, somebody who is not a Heat culture guy necessarily. But again, it does not appear that they're going to do that. So this to me is a facsimile of that. He'll at least be able to take some X's and O's stuff from some of those he's seen.
You talk about taking stuff from this experience. You alluded to this earlier when you said Heat fans are going to be worried, or not worried, but excited about seeing Spo and Anthony Edwards dap each other up and stuff like that. One of the other things that you can't escape is, what impression does Spo and Bam leave on who, and how does that manifest itself later on down the line? So I do think, even though that's a little bit of hope trafficking on my part, there's something to it. And we've talked about the Olympic experiences and what that did for the Big Three coming together and other relationships that have formed. So I do think if there's going to be something else, it may not be immediate. It may come down the line of who do they just, influence just enough to get them to maybe come down to Miami or give the Heat a shot in the future if there is, the circumstances permitting.
Yeah, and there is something to it because it literally happened before 2010, right, with Dwayne and Chris and LeBron. And it's not just that. It's also – players on this team who may decide they want to play together in the future, obviously not the three Celtics or the two Lakers, they're already doing that, and may look at Miami as a place they can go. But I don't want to go too far with this, because this is what pisses off Heat fans, because they'll say they haven't gotten anybody since Jimmy in 2019. They signed a bunch of Mo Harklesses. I get that frustration, but I'm just saying there's nothing that has made Miami a less attractive destination than it was in 2010, other than Dwayne not being here. And you also, here's another thing. Dwayne's there. Not only is he there, he's calling the games, okay? And I'm going to say it's totally unbiased, and I people know my relationship with Dwayne and everything, my respect for Dwayne. He's better at this than I thought, at the calling games. Like, he's gonna get, it looks like he's being trained for the NBC job. He's a little too cute with some of the catchphrases. The he-him thing was a bit much. So he's trying too hard. But what Dwayne has done really well, and I wasn't sure he would show this, because if you were around Dwayne that much, you knew his IQ for the game. But he didn't express it a lot. Okay, not in the public pressers. He did the team leader type thing, and he tried, but he didn't really break down the game for you like, say, Bron would. Okay, Bron would do that kind of stuff. But, like, Dwayne's sitting there talking about, I think he was talking about Dwight Powell on Canada and how valuable he was in pick-and-roll coverage and the way they play the pick-and-roll. I was like, okay, wait. Like, this is actually a former player who's going to actually sit there and explain the game instead of Mark Jackson hand-down, man-down? Like that. And that's what I'll say, just as a slight deviation with the podcast here, I hope Dwayne gets away from some of the catchphrases and just does that. Because if he just does that, like, he's going to he'll be in that job a long time. And it's not such a bad thing for him to be in that job, okay? Even if he's an owner of Utah, we know where his heart is. And if they ask him about Miami or about Spo in particular, I know what he's going to tell them. He'll be honest with them. Because he had his frustrations with Spo, but we know how it ended up. So I just think,
another part of it. That's an
underrated part of this.
Another thing is, like, you see post-game LeBron runs up to where Dwayne is stationed and high fives him, gives him a hug coming off the floor. Who's the next guy to do that? Bam is the next guy to do that. It's Heat lineage. And I just, to your point, having Dwayne as a sounding board for the league and also just plugged into different players, when they ask him about his experiences, he's always going to go back to the Miami stuff. He's not going to talk about the Chicago stuff and the Cleveland stuff. So it does put Miami on a bit of a stage, and it is Dwayne giving an assist to the organization once again. But it's a good thing to have, because, I mean, he is kind of, I think, embracing this role UD's good at it too. I was surprised by it, but Dwayne is at another level and he's really got the spotlight on him here and maybe going forward with NBC.
Well, UD is perfect for the role he's in, like sort of this unfiltered kind of defend Miami's honor role. I know it annoyed Pat a little bit when he went out there with the Tyler six man thing. But he's going to defend the city and I and the team and the organization. And I can tell you, and again, this is an aside, it's the organization will appreciate it, I believe. Even though, again, Pat didn't want him stepping out of turn there by talking about, you know, personnel, you know, and but he has to. I mean, it's his job. He has to have, you know, let's put it this way. Kendrick Perkins, I'm not a fan of him on TV. He does criticize the Celtics at times. And also, I know he, you know, he can't stand Durant. And I think he just had a whole thing about how Durant is the, you know, is the all-time Olympic GOAT, not LeBron. And we know Kendrick was a clutch guy, so he will sometimes step out of it. But Haslam defending Miami when essentially the Heat feel like ESPN is just a Celtics outlet, and they get a lot of things wrong about the Heat, and they don't correct them. It's good to have UD there, but the Dwayne thing is even bigger because, again, I think what people don't understand is Dwayne's doing production meetings with the coaches and the players. Like, that's what they do. Like, that's how they get the information. Like, before, like, a Heat game, if, like, TNT crew is down or whatever, or ESPN crew, Spo goes in there for 10 minutes and talks to them to give them background. He doesn't share a whole lot, but he gives them something. He gives them more than he gives us. And you get to know people in there, and Dwayne is in there, and he's probably talking to Kerr in this case. But the point is, he's getting the inner workings of it. He's around the players all the time. And you're right. As an ambassador for the Heat, that man has more assists after he's played and in personnel acquisition than he did when he was actually on the court. It's never a bad – people associate Dwayne Wade with the Miami Heat. That's it. There is no Chicago. There is no – for him, there's no Cleveland. I don't think he remembers it. But they associate him with the Miami Heat, and he's there on this stage, and there's Bam, who's breaking out, and there's Spo. And Spo, Bam, and Dwayne are all likable people and come across well to others around the league. And so I just think having the three of them as a trio, you may be right, it may pay off someday. But if we do that, Heat fans are going to be all over this.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right. We thank you for the suggestion that got us through 25 minutes. I'll have another episode with Alex Brady. I'll pick another one with from Discord for that one. Thanks to our sponsors, insurancebylinette.com. Prize Picks, use the code 5, FIVE.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reason Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.